up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Police arrested a man who bungled a bank robbery after he emerged from a downtown restroom wearing a disguise. Police say the would-be robber allegedly presented a demand note to a Wells Fargo bank teller shortly before closing last Friday. Instead of turning over a single bill, the teller read the note and ran away. She alerted a manager who hit the robbery alarm. Meanwhile, the unarmed suspect fled the bank. As police converged on the area, witnesses described seeing the suspect enter a restroom in a nearby parking lot. When he came out wearing different clothing, police nearby stopped him. The suspect still had the note in his possessions, and officers recovered clothing and a wig inside the restroom. Innumerable times in recent years, local residents confronted with cancer of one sort or another have turned to friends for financial help. This year it was Stephen Chapman. He had started a new job and made a move to his own apartment in January when he was diagnosed with lymphoma. Without medical insurance and unable to work, friends of his mom started dialing for donations. All told, local businesses pitched in with donated auction items, refreshments, and entertainment, and about 100 people showed up opening their wallets. The effort came up with $16,000 to help with medical bills. Today, after enduring 6 months of medical treatment at Children's Hospital, the 25-year-old's prognosis is good. His days are now taken up with physical fitness, surfing, and fishing with his father and brothers. And he is quick to show his appreciation to friends, family, and healthcare providers. Chapman says, "Overall, this whole experience made me realize how short life can be and to take full advantage of every minute, and also how blessed we all are to come from such an amazing and supportive community." The town's political junkies will be running between events tonight: Firebrand Media's 6 p.m. City Hall debate between seven city council candidates, and a fundraiser for Lisa Bartlett, the Dana Point mayor who is running for county supervisor. The $250 per person fundraiser for Bartlett takes place at the Rooftop Lounge at Casa del Camino between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. The debate is free entertainment for those interested in civic affairs. Mark Chamberlain, co-founder of BC Space Gallery in Laguna, will be honored as artistic visionary at the 15th Annual Orange County Art Awards. The affair takes place Wednesday, October 22nd at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. Chamberlain's gallery has always exhibited a socially conscious bent, showing artists who document economic and man-made disasters, from nuclear power plant explosions to the flight of factories from the Midwest. He's also responsible for assembling The Tell, a monumental sculpture that became the focal point of a protest to save Laguna Canyon from development in 1989. Laguna Beach Mayor Elizabeth Pearson will co-MC the event. Proceeds help fund the organization's arts education, advocacy, and services. Artist William DeBilzin is turning to contemporary artist Shane Townley, who also runs his own gallery in town, to run the DeBilzin Gallery on Forest Avenue. Townley will be working with the gallery also in Delray, Florida. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.